76 degrees at 8:56. Time to check the commodity markets on this Friday morning. We bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, seen a lot of red out there today, Bill. What's driving it today?
Yeah, boy, the bears are jumping on the bandwagon here hard today, especially in the soybean side of things. There's a lot of rain coming across the central part of the country, and if you look at the radar, it's a pretty good coverage that it looks like as it moves across, and I think we're just finally seeing some reaction to the fact that maybe this heat that we had is dissipating as they had been forecasting, and we're going to see some cooler temperatures as well as some rain in some areas. So right now we have corn down about 6 cents on the December. That's 334 and three quarters. On the September, we're down 6, and that's 328 and a quarter. And if you look back at the long-term chart on the weekly chart, October 2014, we had about 318 low there on that big crop that year in October. On the beans, we have November beans at 984 and a half. That's down 28. They're pretty much sitting right on the low here. We were softer overnight. We actually traded a little bit higher to start with last night. As we came in this morning and this rain was coming across, the beans just kept getting weaker, and we're kind of sitting on our lows here right now. Wheat's down about 9 on the September 408. The livestock is just open here at 8:30, and it's up about 50 on the live cattle, and feeder cattle are up about 60, and hogs are down 20. So right now we have the outside markets really not having a big effect. But we do have the dollar continuing to show some strength here, and I think that just kind of underlies the market. On the soybean side of things, we do have a very oversold condition. I guess it wouldn't be impossible to think that we couldn't get some bounce off these lows here, since it is a Friday and we are going into the weekend. We're having stochastics, for example, are about under 10, so very oversold market in the beans right now. On the fund side of things, we've seen the funds pretty much go from a very long corn position a couple weeks ago to a short position of about 30,000 contracts, and there's still about 100,000 contracts long in the beans, so that's something to keep in mind, that they do still have some ammunition there from that standpoint. Not a lot of other news outside. Basis continues to firm on the corn and beans as we see the farmer selling pretty much dry up here. So that pretty much covers it, Brian. Bill Mayer, Strategic Farm Marketing.
All right, Bill, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
It's 8:59. We're at 76 degrees. And taking a look at weather here today, as Bill mentioned, the rain is certainly having an impact on the market. That was a little unexpected overnight. We do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high of 93 degrees. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Those heat index readings could reach 110 this afternoon, and that heat warning in effect until 7 p.m. Sunday for the WIOL severe weather coverage area. Mostly cloudy tonight, a 40% chance of more showers and thunderstorms with a low of 74. Partly sunny tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high 92. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night with a low of 74. And partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday, the high 91. We will cool off a bit early next week with Monday's high at 87, Tuesday and Wednesday both at 86. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.